Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Worship and praise. The Call to Worship radio program was what I woke up to every Sunday before the Lord allowed me to be a part of this ministry. My alarm literally came on to the sound of scripture and music that helped prepare me for fellowship with others in God's house that weekend. Regardless of what was on my brain for events that day or my to-do list, Call to Worship focused my heart to worship and praise of my God and my Savior. The purpose and mission of Call to Worship is to call the world to worship and praise. As David said in Psalm 34, "Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." Please listen now to Scripture as we praise and worship along with those we read about in His Word. Beginning with Psalm 96, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him all the earth." Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well about worship. Look at John 4. "The time is coming. Indeed, it's here now when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. For God is spirit. So those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." 1 Kings, the first chapter, verse 47, "And all the royal officials have gone to King David and congratulated him, saying, 'May your God make Solomon's fame even greater than your own, and may Solomon's reign be even greater than yours.' Then the king bowed his head in worship as he lay in his bed, and he said, 'Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who today has chosen a successor to sit on my throne while I'm still alive to see it.'" 1 Chronicles 23. "The work of the Levites was to assist the priests, the descendants of Aaron, as they served at the house of the Lord. They also took care of the courtyards and side rooms, helped perform the ceremonies of purification, and served in many other ways in the house of God. And each morning and evening, they stood before the Lord to sing songs of thanks and praise to Him." Psalm 107. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Psalm 150. "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Jeremiah 33. "The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord." Romans 15. "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Praise Him, all you people of the earth." 2 Chronicles chapter 5. "It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised, with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments, in praise to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. The house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God." Psalm 69. "I'm suffering and in pain. Rescue me, O God, by Your saving power. Then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor Him with thanksgiving. For this will please the Lord more than sacrificing cattle, more than presenting a bull with its horns and hooves. the humble will see their God at work and be glad. Let all who seek God's help be encouraged. And finally, from Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen and amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.